Love Wins with Benita and Friends is your relationship, passion, and lifestyle podcast. Join me and my friend in a lively conversation about all things love. Grab your glass because Love Wins starts now.
A new platform that we're putting our show on will feature all things Richmond, the DMV, and the Tidewater area. So if you have a show that you think you want to have on, and you know, it could be video or audio, hit me up. It could be a blog as well. Hit me up at thevinewineclub@gmail.com, and I'll get you connected with the right folks. So today I have two very special people as my guests today. They are my sisters, like my real biological sisters. We got the same mama. and so we're going to be chatting. We do a lot of watching of the television, as a lot of us have during this pandemic, but we're still watching because we're not fully out yet. So I have Nakiba and Jessica, and we have watched Netflix Sex Life, and we gonna talk about it, all right? So feel free, after you listen to this podcast, hit us up in the comments so you can let us know your thoughts, or hit me up on my Facebook page at Love Wins with Benita and Friends. All right, so Sex Life, let me give our listeners kind of an overview of what the show is about. I think it's an 8 or 9 episode show of a wife, a mother, and you know, she's married to a really good guy. She has this picture perfect relationship until sex got boring. And she started journaling and reminiscing about the old boyfriend Brad, who could put it down. Okay. And so her husband caught wind of it by reading her journal, and then he wanted to be like Brad. And, you know, it just got real crazy and convoluted. So a whole lot of themes were in this movie. All right. I mean, this series. All right. So come on. Don't be shy. Where do you want to start?
Wow. There's a lot to unpack.
All right. So we only got like 50 minutes. Okay. let's get to the unpacking.
Well, I feel like to start off that I felt like this series, you know, it brought up a lot of conversations that can be had, which is why, like, after I watched it, like, I was telling everyone to watch it because I wanted to discuss it with other people.
Okay.
But I think it really, for me anyway, asked the question, like, can a woman have it all, like, in one person? Okay. You know, it's like her husband has, like, 85% of everything that she wants. He's like successful, he looks good, he, you know, wants to marry her and wants to be with her and they get married, have kids, but the sex and the chemistry is in the toilet. So it just seems like, you know, we can have this 85%, but it's like that 15% that you don't have, like,
is that right? So you gotta have, and I've talked about on this show a lot about the 100%. We gotta have that 100. Whether you get it all from one person, you gotta have that 100. I believe that, and I am sticking by my belief. But I do think, like, if you watch the show, at one point he had that piece that was missing. Because, like, she said, when she told her girlfriend, she has this best friend, Sasha. Her name is Billy. So Billy and Sasha are the two best friends. So she has this best friend, and she told her best friend that her husband had not went down on her in 18 months. So he used to do some things.
Right. He used to do some things, but I don't think it was ever, like, he was ever satisfied, really.
Okay. No. Okay. Because I believe that subconsciously we trick our brains to believe
it's true
that just, you know, this stability, this type of life is what we want. So we trick ourselves to say, okay, you know, in the series, she has this great husband, he's good looking, he wants to be with her, he's a good father, a good provider. There are no questions in regards to their relationship in itself. So you tell yourself, this is what I've always wanted. And now I have it. And now you don't particularly.
So are we ever satisfied then? Are we ever satisfied?
I don't know. I don't think there's one person, like, I don't think you can get it all in one person. And so, I don't know. Like, I was actually
into my seat of polyamory.
Like, when me and my roommate was discussing this, and I thought about you and your stance on that, and I was like, well, maybe that is the answer, because I don't know, like, you just can't, it's impossible, like, to get it all in one person. So I don't know what the solution is to that.
I don't know. I mean, I believe you can get it all in one person. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, like, in this series, going back to the series, mm-hmm. the relationship that she had with Brad is toxic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he took him through some things. Correct. And now, I mean, if you watch the entire series, yeah. at the end, seemingly he has changed.
Well, he's grown up.
Right. He's grown yeah. up. But, I mean, has he? But, but, I mean, it's almost like, do we feel like we need this passion? Like, does a relationship almost have to be toxic for you to feel like, okay, it's passionate, it's loving, it's adventurous, it's fun? To, I mean, because it's almost like she felt like, I mean, she was compromising. I'm going to accept this wonderful guy because he's a great person. And it kind of goes back to that, that skit you sent us.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to compromise because he's this great person, and compromise myself because he has it all together. He's a good person. You know, we have this great life, great family, but she's basically compromised her life because on the flip side, she was in a PhD student. Yeah. She had this fun, you know, life where she was out partying, not saying that that's what you need forever, but it was like she had morphed into someone that she didn't even recognize anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So, all right, so I gotta let our listeners know about this skit. So Jesse sent us comedian segment that was on YouTube, and I'll post it on the Facebook page so y'all can go and see it. But he said, we can't have it all. We got to settle for 2 out of 3. The 3 things that we want is good sex, a good person, and he got his stuff together. Right. We are not going to get all 3.
I know what 2 I want.
Yes, I know what 2 I want too. We're not going to get all 3. Right. So we should not, if a person only has 1, this comedian said we should run. We should not settle for just 1. We should have 2. Yeah. So Connor is the husband's name. Yes. Connor had 2. He's a good person 2. And he had his stuff together.
Right.
Okay. And Brad is just 1. Well, no, he has
his stuff together.
He's financially
together.
I don't know about every, like, I don't know what all that entails, like having stuff together, but he's financially together, so yes. But I think mostly he's just 1. He's just
the bomb sex.
Yeah.
So, all right, so.
But can you overlook all the rest of the stuff?
No. I know I can't have the other things and not the bomb sex. That's what I know. That's what I'm sure of.
And I can't have it the other way either.
Yeah, I can do bomb sex. Got your stuff together, be an all right person, because I'm just all right. I am not a good person. I am just all right. So if you're just okay too, hit me up. they know me. They know me. So, but going back to like the Brad and the Billy conversation, mm-hmm. I mean, the relationship that they had, you know, we said was toxic, and it was. I mean, he needed some therapy. He had some dad issues that he kind of reveals, and he had seemed like he'd been to therapy or something by the end of the episodes. So he was able to work out his dad issues, which was a big part of who he was, why he just kind of sabotaged everything. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's some of what, you know, we as individuals kind of work out or kind of go through during our 20s and 30s. which is why I am a big advocate of not getting married in your 20s, because we don't know who we are. You know, we got to work out all these kinks. And, you know, they, you know, she found her, because I don't think he's a bad person. He just wasn't mature enough for the relationship that she wanted.
No, I think he was basically everything she would have wanted.
Yeah.
If, you know, emotionally, if he was mature enough and stable, because he wasn't, he would have been everything she would have needed.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he pushed her to be a better person. That's what I feel like, you know, he encouraged her to want to do more.
Yeah.
And now I just feel like she has traded that for
just to be a
mother. Not saying that that's a bad thing.
Right. A mother and a wife.
Right. But she has lost herself.
But when you're a mother and wife, it's not a bad thing, but your identity is tied to other people.
Correct.
You know, you can't be a mother without these kids, or wife without this husband. So Billy never develop fully into who Billy is or wanted to be.
Right. But I mean, but again, it goes back to, did she morph herself into being this person that she really isn't? Because remember, Connor continued to say, I don't even recognize this woman.
Yeah. Well, right. And that's what, you know, it's not, you know, his fault.
No.
As far as, you know, her, like, automatic, like, this is who she showed him. And so now, you know, he's doesn't recognize who she is. But I don't know who she would have been if she would have stayed with Brad either. You know, who knows, like, she would, like, continuously, like, be happy with that lifestyle and who she would have became. So
that is true.
So let's talk about privacy issues. He was all up in her Mac,
reading her journal. Well, I would think she would have it out. Like, even after he read it the first time, I was like, will you put, like, a lock on it? Like,
well, I think she wanted him to read it.
Well, I think after the first time, once he read it and she had that good sex, it, she wanted it. But the first time, do you go, why do you feel about that? Like, there's, you know.
I have a problem with it.
Yeah, there's a thing. Like, you know, you can leave your phone here. They don't give you the right to pick it up.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, if I see a phone out, I'm walking by it.
Yeah.
No matter who it belongs to.
So clearly we don't exchange passwords with
No.
But when we situation, like, her laptop was just open, it was open to the page and he walked by. I mean, I'm gonna read it if it's, like, open for me to read.
Are you?
Yeah, like, I had the laptop open. Obviously, it's not, like, something that you're trying to hide. So I figure, like, hey, okay, well, it's okay to read.
Well, maybe she was in the middle. Like, maybe the baby was crying and she just
had to go.
Jumped up.
I don't remember in the show how he managed to.
We found it because it was, like, in the morning. Like, she had left it, like, on the kitchen table. And when she came down, he was reading it. You know, he was getting ready to go to work. And then she was just, you know.
But if, okay, so say you see this open laptop that belongs to your partner, whomever, you know. Once you realize that it was something you probably should not be reading.
It's private.
Yeah. Would you stop? Oh, Lord.
Okay, so this is your spouse and you reading something like that that's
about,
like,
the sex.
Right.
You think, probably think would continue.
You could be like, what is this?
Yeah, I think nature would make us want to continue once we start it.
Yeah.
But discipline has to be the thing that makes you not read it in the first place, you know, and trust. Because unlike you, Kiba, I'm going to walk by it. You know,
I don't want to read it, because sometimes when you look for things, you find it.
Yes.
Well, he definitely found
And at that point, there was nothing in their relationship to make her believe, for him to believe anything.
That she was cheating.
Right. There was nothing going on. Yeah. He was completely oblivious to anything.
Right.
You know.
He was just interested in whatever this new thing going on at his job was.
Right.
And, you know, he came home and kissed the babies, cut the grass, and watch the game.
Yes. So there was nothing for him to believe anything otherwise. Right.
That's true. But one thing about him, like, he read that, he was angry at first, but, like, he tried to, like, give her what she wanted. You know what I mean?
I do give
And I gave him props for that. I was like, okay, Cooper, like,
You know, he's trying. But is that real? I feel like there are men out there who would be like, okay, like, I see this is what my wife wants and this is what she desires. So let me try to like give her this.
Okay. Okay. From another man, you find out, excuse me.
I mean, but he might have thought
blowing your wife's back out.
But he didn't think like that was happening like now.
I know, but him just, you know, you could see in the series that, you know, throughout the day, he couldn't even concentrate because he kept thinking about what his wife had done in the past.
And it did not help once he saw Brett. Once he saw Brett in the shower.
Before he got to that part,
it was over.
He was ready to just call it a day.
Jump off a bridge.
Pack his things. And I understand why you're leaving me.
That's right. Run the traffic.
I was feeling bad for him, though. Like, at the beginning, I was feeling bad. Because I felt like he was putting forth an effort. And that's, a lot of husbands don't do that.
True.
You know, even when they know that you're not satisfied in that way, it's just like, oh, well. But he was trying to, like, you know, pleaser and trying to like, you know.
He was. I mean, I love the scene. So there's a scene maybe in the second episode where they go on a date and they go in some random person's pool.
Yeah, you know? I love that. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, you risk it all because you could have got shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Right. He went down to her and it was like, okay, good. Like,
yeah. But okay. Like, even after that night, she was.
No, she wasn't.
Exactly.
But okay, for me, like, I would be like, well, I don't know. I was gonna say that if I saw my husband that he was like trying, then it's like, okay.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay, and did you hear the inflection in your voice?
Okay. This is your try.
The effort, he gets an A+ for the effort. But the unfortunate part, the realistic part of it is. He will never be, no matter what he does, even if, what's his name?
Brad
was standing beside him as like a stand-in, giving him step-by-step instructions, man, go this way to left and right.
Brad.
He will never,
it will never be that connection.
He was just so awkward. Like, when they were in the car and like, they trying to have sex and it was too far.
Right, and she's like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, but he really wanted to. But
he want to, or was that more of his competition?
Well, he was trying to top Brad. He wanted to be the man.
Yeah,
impossible.
He wanted to be the man. But I do want to say this because we're gonna take a break in a second. So when we come back from the break, we'll talk about the best friend dynamic.
Okay.
Because I believe that her want and longing for Brad intensified when she knew her friend was sleeping with Brad.
Oh, that's a good
one. Yeah. I think that's when she was like, hell no, I can't have that. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Love Wins with Benita and Friends.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Benita and Friends with my sisters, Kiva and Jess. And we are talking about sex life. So before the break, we introduced the best friend, Sasha. They had been in school together and they did everything together. And actually, she was with Sasha when she met Brad. And so once she got married and, you know, we started the drama stuff, she found out that Sasha and Cooper had hooked up. Sasha and Brad had hooked up and they were like having sex. So, and to me, that's when she was like, nah.
Well, I think what really sent her over the top was when she did she call Sasha and Brad answered the phone and put their sex scene on FaceTime.
Now, Brad called her from Sasha's phone, so I knew she was going to answer, and she saw it. So, all right, so there's a thing, and we always know there's double standards, right? So when men are like, okay, you can't be with somebody your girl has been with, the women have that standard. Because Sasha, if women had the same standard, because it had only been 8 years, so it wasn't like a whole couple of decades before, 8 years, and now you sleeping with her man.
Now, I think some women have that standard. I mean, they weren't just a fling.
Right.
They were together. She know how, sad she was. Yeah, when they broke up, she was, just down and out.
Telling her, you need to quit him.
Yeah, so I guess that's the type of friendship they have, but I was just like, I would never sleep with
her. I thought it was kind of grimy.
That relationship was off limits. Now, in their earlier days, they shared guys or whatever, and that was fine because there was no attachment.
Right.
This was just truly casual sex.
Right.
But once when I poured my heart out to you about this man.
You cried.
You know how much I loved him and still do.
Yeah.
Right. No, that should have never happened.
That was a violation.
Yeah.
And you never told her about it. You never said, hey.
Right. She just happened to find out about it.
Right. You never said, hey, Brad and I are in Paris together.
Yeah.
You think, we might hook up.
We're going to kick you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was messed up.
That
was messed up when Brad, when he called her. And then had her watch them having sex.
Yeah.
I mean, she was into it, I guess.
She was masculine. So.
But I was just no, that's, if that happened in real life, you'd be like.
It would no longer be FaceTime. It would be FaceTime.
Yeah.
I would be at the door.
It was a violation of Sasha. It's like.
It was.
If I don't know, I'm being watched. If you give me that option, I'm like, all right, I don't care if she watched. But you don't know, you're being watched. That was a straight violation.
Yeah, that was one. That's why Brad, I'm not a fan of him. Outside of the D. I'm not a
fan of him. He got two out of three, though. He got D, and he got his stuff together.
So you got two out of three, right?
You're looking at a different That's right.
You gotta deal with his.
But so at the end, seemingly he has changed.
Yeah.
And he wants to be everything that he should have been or she wanted him to be before. So you still would not even consider.
Now that he did that, he, kicked me out of his apartment or whatever. He came back from, I don't know what happened with his dad, but he came back and he was all like, this is your fault. I don't love you, blah, blah, blah. Which I didn't like really believe what he was saying, but at the same time,
it's still just hurtful.
Yeah, it's still hurtful. And then you're at the wedding and you're making out with another girl. I was like, what are you doing? I mean, you're at my family's wedding.
And I think that was intentional, like she said, because he wanted to sabotage. And I think because he was dealing with abandonment issues, he wanted to like make sure that didn't happen. So he got to jump on making sure you broke up with him.
Exactly. Right. And I ain't got time for that. Like, that's, I can't be with someone that's going to be doing that type of stuff. Y'all faces looking different, but.
I understand. Well, it is a
and now she got two kids. Like, come on now. That's the whole thing. I was like, you really think you're gonna be okay with like two children now, Brad? Like, seriously.
Well, no, I didn't agree that. I mean, even though Connor proposed, if I leave, you promise to take care of my children.
Right.
No, I didn't believe that he was ready to be a father.
Right.
Yeah, an instant father. Yeah, I didn't think he was at that level. But would he be willing to take her and take care of her? Yes.
Yeah. But now she has two kids now. Yeah. So now it's like she comes with two children.
Correct.
And even though he say life, he ain't really about that life.
No.
He ain't about no kids that's not his. Like maybe like his own, but he don't want to, you know, go like he used to being free, and then like you have to like see, you know, let me see what the kids. Blah, blah, blah.
But that's a big step for Cooper to ask another man. If I leave, you got this.
Yeah, that was like, huh?
Come on. This is like, you just giving her away. I mean,
well, is he giving her away when she's already gone?
But he opened the gate wide open. She had opened one side of the gate. It's a double gate. She opened one side of the gate. And he's like, nah, we're going to open the whole gate. If you want to go over there, go on over there.
But his thing was more so, if you want her, the entire package, here you go. Not that she's like some commodity, he can just give her away. But, you know, if I need to step back for this to happen between the two of you, then here you go.
Okay.
Well, he did say, like, in one of the scenes, he's like, you know, figure it out, like, what you want to do.
Right.
So, I think when he said that, he kind of gave her, not permission necessarily to cheat, but just like, who do you want to be with?
He can just kind of say, this is on you.
Right.
I've done all I can.
Now, I don't know that scene when he went to Brad and was like, about, you know, taking care of his kids. Was that after they went to that party? Or before? I can't remember.
What party? Was this at the dinner?
The party, the swingers party.
Oh, the swingers party. Ugh. Oh, yeah. That was different.
Let's talk about the
swingers.
About the swingers party.
Now, at first, like, when they went, so, you know, Cooper wanted to go because she was like, she had never had that experience. And so he wanted to be, you know, make a new memory with her.
Right.
And it seemed like it was going well. Like, okay. But then it's like, when he's trying to get into it with her, she won't feel it. And I was just thinking like, well, what do you want?
Because
he's trying to do it.
Okay.
You know, and it's like.
But that's the thing. Trying something and something that's not genuine.
It seemed genuine.
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, you've been with this man for how many years? This is the man that you have known for all of this amount of time to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden he's trying, which you can appreciate him trying to be this other person. But is this truly him? Or is he just doing this to try to appease you?
That's true. Does it matter if this person is, you're in a relationship and this person, your partner, they're doing things to try to appease you? Does it matter?
But does it feel authentic?
Authentic.
But no, I'm saying, the reason I'm saying that is because between Billy and Brad, it's like fireworks.
It's a natural chemistry.
Between Billy and her husband, Connor, she has to give him instructions on a laptop.
I mean, I kind of understood what she was saying, like, you know, this isn't you. And it's like, I mean, okay, but I'm trying to give you what you want. Well, as your husband, like, I'm supposed to, like, to, you know, consider your needs and try to give that to you.
Yeah, because he seemed comfortable when they were standing in front of the room. It seemed like she froze when all eyes were on them. Because he seemed, he was going with it.
Yeah, he seemed with it.
He went all the way with it.
I mean, when the person, you know, came in and, you know, gave him that blowjob, he was comfortable standing in the middle of the room getting it, you know. Right. So, yeah. Because I think some of the magic of Brad had rubbed off on him, too. I think in some ways he envied Brad's freedom and, things that Brad did.
Yeah.
So he like, I'm out here being like Brad, you know, I'm publicly having sex. I'm cool. Everybody's in here doing it,
But then afterwards, you know, he was like, wasn't happy really.
Because it wasn't him.
And he said that. He was like, oh, you're trying to make me into another person.
Exactly. Exactly. You can't keep that up. You can't.
No, you're right. You can't keep that up.
If that's not you, if that isn't our relationship, you can't sustain that.
So, we all can evolve, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, when at that one point where she said, this ain't you, he had started hanging out with the boss, who was also pretty excited.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe there was a new Cooper on the cusp, but he said, all right, I'm gonna pull back or whatever. I'm gonna go give this energy to Billy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because he was a little awakened.
Yeah, yes, that's true. Because she wanted him. You know, right. And I don't think he's felt that in a while.
But the while was short though, because I felt like, you know, before he read her journal, she was on top of him. She was basically taking care of herself. Yes. You know, he was just a vessel trying to watch the game.
Right.
You know, she was trying to make love to her husband. You know.
Right. Yeah, she was trying.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yes.
And it was just, you know, never the right time.
They had to throw the yellow flag. He won't. Penalty.
But but the other part of it is, was it just because it was something new? I mean, the new boss, you know, he said he felt alive again. He felt like, you know, hadn't felt this way in a very long time.
But I think she reminded him, too, of who Billy was in terms of being a little bit more, when they first met, you know, how, you know, he act like he was lost or whatever. Yeah, and they was like, you know, she really won't shy. She was like, you lost. You could have asked the security guard. Stop tripping, you know. So I think he liked that boss's assertiveness.
Mm-hmm.
But once Billy became a wife and mother, she didn't have to be assertive anymore. I think we kind of, sometimes women, and men could be the same way, but I think sometimes we fall into the role that we live the light of the hat that we have on. So if I don't have to be assertive, you know, I have to be assertive in my career, but if I don't have to be assertive as a wife and mother, I fall back. You know, this is what I'm doing. And so she changed in some ways, but she missed, you know, who she was, but now she just was wearing this other hat.
Of boredom.
I would say boredom in the bedroom, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, and then she had these whack ass friends. I mean, that I don't even want to say friends. It was like these
community.
Yeah, the community moms. Yeah. They were whack. I mean, it's like you're so excited to go to the city to get cupcakes for real. I could have made these at home and we could have had tequila shots, you know.
But some of them, they just seem like that's like what fulfills them. I don't know.
But again,
like they just like, you know, go all the way in like motherhood. And it's like,
yeah. And I think it was different, like for this lady, because as we said, she was working on her doctorate.
Right.
So, you know, she had been doing something.
Yeah.
You know, these ladies were very content being Stepford wives and dropping the kids off at daycare and sneaking off for the day. What do they call it? We're playing hooky.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're just going downtown.
But I don't think that they were, again, I think it goes back into telling yourself, this is what I want, and being okay with it. Because even like some of the other later in the series, those community moms, one of them said, you know, if she had found out that her ex was still attractive, because she had been thinking about him and missing that type of relationship and the freedom that they had, she possibly would have reached out to him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were content with their lives. Yeah. I don't think satisfied, but content.
Yeah. And that's the difference, content versus satisfied.
Or being fulfilled.
You're being fulfilled. Content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes back to, can you have it all?
Yeah.
And is contentment enough?
Correct. Is that sustainable?
For some people,
maybe. Mm. I mean, because
Billy, she, you know, like, she didn't work anymore and she stopped pursuing her PhD, which I think maybe, not saying that this wouldn't happen, but maybe if she was working and she was, you know, had a PhD, that would have, like, maybe satisfied her a little bit more.
I guess maybe giving her some purpose, to feel like you have some purpose.
Yeah. Right. And you would have had your own identity versus just mother, wife.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the series ends.
Yeah. The season, at least.
Yeah, the season.
At least, yeah. Hopefully comes back.
What do you think, which life would she choose?
Well, I mean, the ending... she's like, she's not gonna leave her husband,
right?
But she was aware of Brad's, you know, to get it.
She chose polyamory.
There you go.
She chose to
she
have
really
it.
Did.
Everything
and her
she
eat it too.
She's getting her 100%.
Divided by two. I mean, for now, because
right
we don't
now,
know how
I mean,
we're
gonna
react. You know, we know that she, you know, he had the tracker on or whatever, that she was there.
Going over there, yeah.
You know. But then what I noticed at the end, like, so she showed up at Brad's, and Brad's face is just like, please.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, because you just said, like, okay, you want to be with her, you want to marry her, and all that stuff. I would feel like she's just told you she's not leaving your house, but we can have sex. I would think, like, if you would have wanted, like, more than that, then you wouldn't really be that happy with that answer. Like, maybe you'll be like, okay, like, we'll do this once, but it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
but
he just seemed, like, so happy because it was like, oh, and it's like, okay, well, that's all you really wanted. You just want to have sex with her, and you want to have that control over her. But do you really, like, want her and just all
that
entail?
Way?
That's how I took it.
I guess I kind of looked at it that he's happy with whatever part of her he can get.
Or he could have, and I'm probably gonna get some hate messages again, but I don't care. A lot, he could have that woman syndrome because he was raised by his mama, basically. Mm-hmm. He could have that woman syndrome that I hear what you said, but I can change you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that was how,
yes.
also how
yes.
I took
yes.
it.
I hear what
yeah.
you say.
Yeah.
Because he can.
Oh, he can change her. She's already changed.
Yeah, right.
She's changed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
now
like,
saying
I can
it's just
but
set.
I can.
In 2 weeks, you're going to be sitting
at
night.
You more on my spell than that's a wrap.
Yeah. So he might feel like he can pull her in. He's going to suck her right
yeah.
on.
Yeah, he has her already. He knows that. I mean, once she showed up at his apartment, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Poor Cooper.
He's going to go with the other chick, and then she's going to realize, it ain't all of that.
Oh, the other chick, who?
His boss.
The boss.
Yes. Because his boss gave him the key
to her apartment
yeah.
and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be going over there. He's going. He'll be.
Yeah, he's definitely going. I mean, I don't blame him, to be honest.
Yeah, he should go.
Yeah.
He's going. So I do have to we have our musical break coming up. But the son, I do have to just say these couple of words. I think the little boy, little Hunter, I think he played a significant role when the mother felt like, you know, her husband ain't don't want her no more, whatever. That son constantly reminded her mm-hmm. that she was beautiful mm-hmm. and that she was loved. Because mm-hmm. he said it all the time. you are loved. Stop crying. He did the things that Cooper should have been doing. Yeah, he did it. So kudos to Lil Hunt for keeping that family together.
You want enough.
Peace, little buddy.
You tried.
All right, so we're going to give you our little musical selection right now. And today, our song is going to be I Used to Love Him by Lauryn Hill featuring Mary J. Blige. So we'll be right back with Love Wins with Benita and Friends.
Now I don't.
Treasures untold.
But my heart is gone. See, I took back my soul.
Been told a
And we're back with Love Wins with Benita and Friends. And that was our girl, Lauren Hill, featuring Mary J. Blige. Did y'all see Mary J. Blige's show on Prime?
I watched a little bit at your house. I thought it was kind of boring. Ooh. Sorry, I love Mary J. Blige.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to watch it. We were talking about it at wine class, and they were talking about how great it was. I just haven't watched it yet. It's so much stuff to watch. It's so much stuff to watch. All right, so Sex Life, Netflix. Is there going to be a season 2?
It probably will be. I don't think there needs to be one, because then it's just like, I mean, it's all so much happened in the first season. The second season is just like, what can we do to shock? And it's gonna get crazy, and then it ain't gonna be that good no more. So I would just rather for it to like be done.
With. Okay.
But it probably will be a season 2.
Yeah. What you think?
I mean, I would like to explore this whole relationship dynamic that's actually, well, it seems like it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Billy's going to continue to be a wife, but have this outside sexual relationship or emotional relationship with Brad. And is Connor actually going to start a relationship with his boss?
Okay.
And will they just continue to come home and act like we're a happy family?
But can you be happy? If why can't you be a happy family?
So, okay. All right. Going back to that. So both parties know.
Everybody
knows. Okay. So everyone knows.
Relationship.
Okay. Yeah. And we're staying together. Why?
Because I like you for all the other stuff. Just sex ain't good. She got 2 out of 3 with her husband.
I mean, at this point, it's like you going back to him to have sex. You might as well just be with him. You know what I mean? Like, he wants you.
Right. Take all of it. I mean,
I think Cooper will get with his boss, but I don't think Cooper is going to like stand for just sleeping with other people and then coming back. Like, he's like, you know, well, Mr.
I think he may have got a touch of something at the swingers party. You know, I mean, you know, where you can see, okay, everybody's good.
But a swingers party is something completely different. We're going as a couple. Okay. That's completely different than having these outside relationships.
Okay.
That neither partner is aware. I mean, you're aware of it, but you don't know what's going on. At least at the swingers party, we go, you meet Jane and Bill.
And you see somebody. You see somebody over there.
Right. And you do what you do, and your spouse knows, like, oh, well,
He's over there getting it done.
It's different than, okay. And there's no real emotional connection. That's where the problem lies.
Okay. Because she has a emotional connection and with Brad, and he with whatever the boss's name is.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we gonna see y'all. If y'all have Netflix, watch the show. Hit me up on my Facebook page at Love Wins with Benita and Friends. Or email me. My email is still lovewinswithallisonbenita. So you can email me there. I'll get your questions and I'll talk about them. Wherever you're hearing the show, whether it's Black Talk Radio, RVA Soul, iTunes, Spotify, all the other places, Blog Talk Radio, all the other places where the podcast is heard, I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to my lovely guests for joining me today. We're going to have an after the show discussion so we can
thank
get
you for
into
listening to Love Wins with Benita and Friends.
Over here, we
be sure to follow us on Facebook,
you know.
And to share the podcast.
So, you know, y'all
also,
know I'm shy. I don't
want to
tell y'all.
Visit rvasoul.com to listen to more
but
informative
you for
and entertaining
and we'll
shows.
Talk
hashtag
next
Love Wins.
And then I'll talk about them. Wherever you're hearing the show, whether it's Black Talk Radio, RVA Soul, iTunes, Spotify, all the other places, Blog Talk Radio, all the other places where the podcast is heard. I appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you to my lovely guests for joining me today. We're going to have an after the show discussion so we can get into the meat of things over here. We got other things to discuss, you know. So, you know, y'all know I'm shy. I don't want to tell y'all all my business. But thank you again for listening, and we'll see you, talk with you next week. Peace.